All right, man, brace yourselves, guys, because we're going to start off with some very offensive observations in this episode. It's going to hurt some feels, melt some snowflakes. The great one's going to get called racist and anti-Semitic, and of course I hate women. I mean, we knew I hate women. That's basically my soul, the sum of my entire existence is just hating women. But, yeah, it's gonna be a good start. All right, let's do the intro. How about we do the intro?
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan. Look for a fucking safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. One of these days, I'm not going to get that in before the next lyrics kick in. I'm going to embarrass myself. Greetings, motherfuckers. Bitches and bitchettes. Friends and enemies. It is the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 15 years. And this right here is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform in which I launch the cruise missile my intellect comes in on and destroys motherfucking statist all around the world. Doesn't matter what kind of statist you are. You could be a left-wing statist, a right-wing statist, an eco-statist, a cyber-statist, a femi-statist, a commie-statist, a Republican statist. Democrat status, you'd be a military status, you'd be a Christian status, an atheist status, an anti-Christian status, you could be a satanic status, whatever kind of fucking status you are. The thing that unites all status is that you think you need the government to build roads and regulate plumbers. And you can't get over the idea that somehow or another people could figure out how to get along with each other without the government interfering. And of course, you've created this self-perpetuating problem, right? I mean, at this point in the United States of America, people can't get along without the government to regulate their behavior because we're so fucking inbred and we're so stupid that people, literally Hitler, do not have the social skills and the ability to interact with other humans without the government being there to babysit all of them. Because that's what happens when you circumvent natural selection. So as we go into this, if you want to send me some hate mail and tell me how racist, sexist, and homophobic I am, you can send that to God. That's Rescue Dog spelled backwards. God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the fucking interwebs. Now, this is from the Wall Street Journal. This is December the 12th, 2019. We're not going to read the whole thing because we don't need to read the whole thing. But here's how it starts out. Base shooter had radical views. Radical. This guy's views were radical. Scary. See, radical. There's a scary word. Journalism. Radical. I got distracted. I was looking at another article. So she could graduate. Employee linked to school cheating quits. Hey, who gives a shit? All right, anyway, let me get back to this. The Saudi Air Force member who shot dead three people last week on a naval base in Florida expressed extreme political views on Twitter in post dating back to 2015. According to excerpts of an internal Saudi government report, extreme political views on Twitter. Ooh, scary. Ooh, scary. Because remember, all of this can be used against you. Saudi officials said that the messages believed sent by the shooter, believed sent. Okay, so first we've gone from the shooter had radical views. Well, how do we know he had radical views? And of course, we don't know what the word radical means, right? Radical simply means getting back to the roots of something. For example, my views on ethics are radical because I go down to the root. The root of ethics is interacting with other people. You have the non-aggression principle, the zero aggression principle, and that's the root. That's it, radical, okay? Radical is not a bad thing, right? Radical is this word we use. Hang on, let's see what, God damn it, technology. Fuck, I hate technology. Let's see how radical is defined. Oh, wait, do I want to go? Hold on. We're going old school. Everybody just fucking hold your tits, everybody. We are going old fucking school. So there's this thing in my hand. It's not my dick. There's this thing in my hand. It's called a book. And it's printed on dead trees. And it's called a dictionary. And we are going to look up the word radical in Webster's New World Dictionary, third college edition. Now you might be saying, oh, great one, third college edition. Is this going to be politically correct? No. Because you see, this book was printed in 1988. Runner Bean, that's in here. Radical. Ready Room, Rabbit Ears. That's close. Rack. Rack. Terminology for a woman's tits. Let's see what rack says. It doesn't say anything about titties. Should. Radical. Radius? No. It's not the radius. I see. Radioactive. RAF. Radical. Adjective. Of or from the root or roots. Going to the foundation or extreme. A radical change in one's life. So radical is not a bad word. Yet it's always used that way. I say, bad word. Ooh, it's a bad word. It's like the N-word, right? Because if we say the N-word, black people won't know what we're talking about and won't be offended. We've covered that already. It's like spelling words when children are in the room. So we went from the base shooter had radical views. Right? Having radical views is terrible. Having a deep fundamental understanding of something is bad. Right? You should only have shallow understandings of you should turn on the TV and you should say Greta, and Greta will say, "How dare you?" And then you should feel bad about global warming. Right? You should only have very shallow understandings of the world around you. You don't want to have radical views of the world around you. You don't want to get down to the roots, right? You don't want to say, well, wait, why is it that taxation is theft? Let me think about this for a minute. You should just accept that taxation is totally okay. You don't want to dive into the roots of private ownership and personal property and who owns you and who owns the fruit of your labor and is government violence and is taxation theft. You don't want to have any radical views. You want to believe what is on the television because the television and the Wall Street Journal always tell you the truth, and you need to shut the fuck up and you need to feel guilty about using electricity because you're destroying the earth. So we went from radical views to expressing extreme political views on Twitter to messages believed sent by the shooter. Oh, so now what have I said before about when people use the word believe? Right? Oh. I do not believe that the sun is hot. So great one. Wait, you don't believe that? No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. Because when you believe something, you're saying that you have some kind of faith in it. There's no faith involved. The sun is hot. It's a fact. It doesn't fucking matter what I believe. Okay? You believe things for which you have no evidence. Let me say that again, in case any journalists are listening. The things in which you believe are the things for which you have no evidence. I do not believe that I am recording a podcast right now. I am recording a podcast right now. I do not believe that Windows 7 is a piece of shit sometimes, because Windows 7 is a piece of shit sometimes. I do not believe that I need to respond to this boomer's email about fucking installing Windows 10. I need to do that. I do not believe that there is a wall in front of me. There's a fucking wall there. When somebody says they believe in something, they're telling you they have no evidence for this. See, they believe he sent some messages. Okay, it's the fucking internet. Everything that happens on the internet is logged. It's not that hard to figure out if he sent some messages or not. Well, except, of course, for child pornography. Somehow or another, you know, like every fucking tweet that I send, every podcast that I put out, you know, the government knows every fucking thing that I do. But somehow or another, the same government, which regulates plumbers and doesn't want you to carry your gun in the case of a national disaster or local or whatever the fuck, you know, the previous podcast. Somehow or another, this government can't find people who are sending child pornography across the internet. Now, if you downloaded a copy of the new Star Wars movie illegally, the government could find you. But if you have a giant fucking server covered in child porn, well, we don't have the resources for that. We can't do anything about it. Oh, God damn, no. Oh, fuck. And once again, the most people, just most of you out there, you can't figure this shit out. You're so fucking dumb. All right, let's get through this one, because we got a lot to talk about in a short amount of time. Saudi officials said the messages believed sent by the shooter reflect a radical worldview, but said there is no evidence that he had any links to extremist organizations. He had a radical worldview. Oh my God. No, not a radical worldview. We can't fucking have that, can we? Extremist organizations. See, notice how these phrases don't fucking mean anything. They don't. Like if I said to you, what is a radical worldview? You can't answer that question. That is a completely nebulous, undefinable phrase, especially in the way it's used here. Now, if you actually define radical the way it's defined, you could say, well, he had a view of the world in which he attempted to get down to the roots of everything about him and do a deep philosophical analysis of events and happenings and customs, and he attempted to reason his way through life. But that's not how they're using the word radical. In the way they're using the word radical, that phrase means absolutely nothing. And the same thing with extremist organizations. What exactly is an extremist organization? Alcoholics Anonymous, is that an extremist organization? Screenshots of posts reviewed by the Wall Street Journal showed the shooter retweeted messages. Now, brace yourselves, guys. Brace yourselves. This is going to be radical and extremist. The shooter retweeted messages critical. He retweeted. Remember, if you're on Twitter, this is your future. He retweeted messages critical, criticizing, critical of, wait for it. Oh, everybody guess, retweet, who? Yes, Israel and the United States, not the United States and Israel. He retweeted messages critical of Israel and the United States. See, the journalist at the Associated Press, no, not the Associated Press, the journalist at the Wall Street Journal made sure it was said Israel and the United States, not the United States and Israel, because, of course, our loyalties are with Israel. And my God, you can't retweet a message that's critical of the Jews. You are obviously radical and extremist. And I mean, it makes total sense. I mean, if you hate Jews, obviously you would shoot about some people on a fucking, where was this? A naval base in Florida. I mean, that's what that, on look, guys, it makes total sense. He hated Jews. He retweeted some tweets that were critical of Israel. And because he hated Jews, he shot some people on a naval base in Florida. See, that's what Hitler was originally going to do. Hitler was going to go to a naval base in Florida and shoot people on the naval base because he hated Jews so much. But he wasn't able to afford a ticket to the United States, so he had to do the gassing of 6 million Jews as like a backup plan. Because that's what people do when they hate Jews, right? Is they go to naval bases in Florida and they shoot non-Jewish people. Muhammad al-Sharif. Here's another thing. So he thought, over here at the end, it says 3 sailors were killed and 8 other people were injured. So you shoot. Now remember, in the previous episode, we talked about the purpose of the military is to kill people and break things. And that being in the military is dangerous. The sailors who were killed and injured were all in the military. They knew that getting killed was a possibility. Okay. So Muhammad here, he shot and killed 3 sailors and he injured 8 other people. And he is radical and extremist and of course hates Jews, right? He's obviously anti-Semitic because he retweeted some tweets that were critical of Israel and the United States. But it's okay to criticize the United States. He killed 3 people and injured 8 people. He's a radical extremist. Hussein Obama, remind me again, how many people did Hussein Obama murder with missiles launched from flying robots? And might I add, a large number of the people Obama murdered were not members of the military. Well, they were civilians. Now, is Obama radical and extremist? No. And so what's the difference? Other than one of them is half black and the other one isn't? Well, Muhammad was critical of Jews. See, Muhammad didn't suck Israel dick. Obama did. And that's the power of sucking dick of Israel. That's why all the politicians just suck the fuck out of Israel's dick. Because if you kiss up to Israel, you can get away with anything. But my God, if you criticize Israel, you are radical and extremist. And if you kill 1/100th of the people that Hussein Obama murdered, well, you're a terrible anti-Semitic bastard. And Obama got a peace prize. Anyway, Muhammad al-Sarami, I'm sure I mispronounced that name, the man identified as the shooter. What does that mean? Was he the shooter or not? The man identified as the shooter. You mean the man that the government told you was the shooter? I mean, what does that mean? The man identified, he was either the shooter or he wasn't. That sounds like you believe something. The man identified as the shooter in the attack at the Pensacola Naval Air Station in Pensacola. The Pensacola Naval Air Station in Pensacola. Goddamn journalist, yes. Florida, on Friday, had been active on Twitter since 2012. The report said when he was 14. At the time, he focused on poetry and the Quran. The Saudi report said that al-Sarami began forming radical views in 2015 when he started following some religious figures who the Saudi government has characterized as hardliners. Okay, let's look at all the words and phrases in this sentence that don't mean anything. He began forming radical views. What does that mean? If I say to you, my green metal water bottle is on the computer table to my right. See, that means something. You can do something with that. I am describing something. If I say to you, here's a better example. If I say to you, the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, who's been on the internet since 1999 and podcasting for 15 years, and who's right and is always right, always been right, will always be right, is an anarcho-capitalist and believes in the radical notion of the non-aggression principle, which states that you shall not initiate aggression against other people, nor allow aggression to be initiated against you. See, that means something. But when you write some shit like, began forming radical views, he began forming radical views. That doesn't mean a fucking thing. And I understand this is only the Wall Street Journal, right? This is just some third rate. This isn't like real journalism. I know real journalists. Oh, I'm sure they're much better. They're journalists. They're going to change the world. I guess maybe we got to have low standards for the Wall Street Journal. I don't know. I mean, this was written by two people, one of them named Jared Maslin and one of them named Summer Said. So it says Summer Said, S-A-I-D, Summer Said. It's like they said. No, not they. They didn't say it. Summer said it. Summer said. We started following some religious figures whom the Saudi government characterized as hardliners. What does that mean? I love these phrases. They're hardliners. So you mean they're not cucks? Because that's what I'm hearing. What does that mean? And we know that it means nothing. These are words. This is an attempt to scare people. Radical views. Extreme political views on Twitter reflect a radical worldview. Extremist organizations retweeting messages critical of Israel and the U.S. This is why journalism is dead, because there's no information here. These are scare tactics. And 90% of the population believe this, and those people also vote. And that's why we're fucked. And not the good kind of fucked, like if the CSU women's volleyball team came over to your house with a six-pack and said, do us. Okay? Not that kind of fucked. This is a different kind of fucked. They include Saudis, and then there's some names here I'm not even going to try to pronounce. But to their credit, they do actually present the names of these religious figures that are characterized as hardliners. Along with blah, 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 some clerics, the two Saudi men were jailed in 2016. All right, so these clerics or religious figures, they were put in jail in 2016. Because, I mean, obviously, anyone who's been put in jail is obviously a bad person, because non-bad people never go to jail, because the government only puts bad people in jail because governments are perfect and never make mistakes. And, of course, certainly governments wouldn't put people in jail simply for opposing the government. And governments are always good. A government is always right, except, of course, for the Nazi government. The Nazi government was the only government in history that was ever wrong. Every other government is perfect. And so if the government puts you in jail, you're obviously a bad person. Obviously. Oh, well, and, of course, except for Nelson Mandela, because he got put in jail by the government, too. But Nelson Mandela, he's actually an angel in human form. In fact, he might even be the second coming of Jesus. The third coming. Coming of Jesus, because Obama was the second coming of Jesus. But if a government put these men in jail, obviously these men were radical extremist hardliners. Because governments would never put people in jail. They'd never put people into a cage unless those people were radical extremist hardliners. Am I right or am I right? We'd know. I am so fucking right. Oh, God. Do you guys know what a fucking burden it is to be me? To go through life and to see the fucking stupidity around me at every goddamn moment. Just the fucking burden. And the self-control, the massive amount of self-control that I have not yet just started shooting people. And I use the term people loosely. The tweets reflected political views on the part of the shooter, said Abdullah bin Khalid al-Saal, the director of research at the King Faisal Center for Research and Islamic Studies, a Saudi scholarly institute. So a scholarly institute is analyzing the tweets that this guy retweeted. Fantastic. So I'm trying to decide if I need to keep reading or if we've just had enough of this, because there's so much more that I need to deal with. Yeah, I mean, that's all we need to know there. It really is. Moving on. How much time do I got left in this shit show? All right. This? What is this? I mean, like, fucking shit. Oh, here we go. We can do this pretty quick. Weinstein. Speaking of Jews, Weinstein reaches... Oh my God, I just criticized. Do you guys realize how radical and extremist I am? Oh, fuck. I just questioned a Jew. Great one. Don't you know the Jews have really high IQs and they're all geniuses and they're perfect? Do you deny the Holocaust? Isn't it odd how many people believe in the Holocaust? The only historical event you're not allowed to say, well, I wonder if that happened exactly the way the history books say it happened. Any other historical event, you can question the accounts of that. Totally okay. But if you question the Holocaust, you're a radical extremist. You're anti-Semitic. And in some countries, you will actually be put into a cage. Thus telling us, informing us that you must be a hardliner. Weinstein, whatever the fuck, reaches $47 million settlement. Harvey Weinstein, his former associates, insurers, and accusers have reached a nearly $47 million tentative settlement of almost all the civil cases pending against him, about $25 million of which will compensate women who have accused the Hollywood producer of sexual misconduct. According to people familiar with the matter. So that's where we got this information. So first of all, it's about money. That's why these women said that Weinstein did whatever they claim he did. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Once again, the fact that you sat on it this long tells me it's not that big of a fucking deal. It couldn't have been that big of a deal. You're getting old, you're hitting the wall, you need money and attention. That's what this is all about. It's about a bunch of old, wall-hitting women getting money and attention. But we got this information from people familiar with the matter. That's what it says. This is the Wall Street Journal. This is journalism. This is written by Corrine Ramsey. Corrine probably has a journalism degree. This information is, quote, according to people familiar with the matter, unquote. Our fucking sources. People familiar with the matter. Oh my God, journalism, it's a joke. Blah, blah, blah. Do I need to read any more of this? The deal still needs to be approved by a bankruptcy judge and a judge overseeing a proposed class action lawsuit. The bulk of the settlement money will be paid by insurance policies. In other words, the people who purchase insurance. Weinstein won't be paying the money. No, of course not. He's a Jew. We're not going to make him pay that. We're going to take it away from the insurance company, which is then just going to raise rates a little bit on all their fucking people who give them money to make up for it. I mean, we're not going to hold a Jew accountable for what he did. He's a Jew. What are you, a bunch of fucking radical fucking extremist hardliners? You people need to chill the fuck out and understand that the Jews are God's chosen people. Now, Weinstein has, his IQ is probably like 300 or some shit. He was chosen by God. What a great system we have here in this fucking wonderful country that you fucking people who vote have created. I can't figure out why the retarded people are in control of everything. The deal resolves all but two of the civil sexual misconduct lawsuits and other legal claims filed against Mr. Weinstein. The people said. That's what it says. The people said. The people. The tentative settlement won't affect the criminal case brought by Manhattan prosecutors, which is set to go on trial January the 6th. Mr. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty and denied all allegations of non-consensual sex. I mean, again, good for him. I mean, you know, and this is one of those things. It's like, dude, I really don't know. Because there's no truth here. There's no truth. I mean, there is. The truth is that these women did whatever he wanted them to do because they wanted attention and they wanted to be in movies and they wanted money. All these women whored themselves out, which is what women do. They exchanged sex for resources. It's what women have done since day one. Once again, in the previous episode, I pointed out that if you can join the military and get free college, why should you not take advantage of that? Just because that's not what the military is for, and just because you're raping the taxpayers, and just because you're a parasite, I mean, why not do it? Once again, the taxpayers and the people in the United States are perfectly okay with you being a parasite and joining the military for free college. Okay? Just like, as I explained last time, you're a woman, okay? Man wants to take you to dinner and buy you food and drinks and you don't have sex with him. And then he wants to take you out again. And he wants to take you out again. And you're certainly not obligated to have sex with him. But as long as he keeps spending money on you, you may as well take advantage of it. Okay, so you're Harvey Weinstein. You got a bunch of money. You're a movie producer. You got a bunch of women. They want to be on the silver screen because they all think they're Marilyn Monroe, who is also a fucking slut. And so they want to suck your dick. Well, okay. Let them suck your dick and then give them a movie. Why not? I mean, I know everybody thinks I'm anti-Semitic and all this other shit, but the more I think about it, I'm really having a difficult time figuring out what Weinstein has done wrong. Women came to him, willingly sucked his dick or whatever the fuck they did to get in movies. Why should he not take advantage of that? This is not funny. I'm serious. What? It's wrong. No, it's not wrong. There's nothing wrong about fucking people. He did not rape any of them that I'm aware of. You can prove me wrong. Did he physically subdue and tie up any of these women? Did he drug them? Maybe, I don't know, because I haven't fucking delved into it. Feel free to enlighten me, okay? If you can show me that he like roofied them or drugged them or some shit like that, then I can talk. Then we can change my opinions here. But right now, I just don't give a shit. He fucked some fucking sluts. That's what sluts are for. You fuck them. I fail to understand why. Well, I mean, I don't fail to understand because, again, we're back to the women have hit the wall. They're running out of money. They need attention. Anyway, we're done with that. We're good. Moving on. Fuck, am I out on time? All right, I do not have time for this. What is this? This is the opinion section of the Wall Street Journal. Anti-Semitism, since we're on a Jew rant. Since, you know, might as well get all my anti-Semitism out. So, oh shit, have I hate? Oh, no, I did hate women, because I talked about women hitting the wall and wanting attention and money. Okay, whew, man, I was scared for a minute there. Somebody's going to think I didn't hate women in this episode or something. Now, I can see the fucking Jews and the women fighting with each other about which of them I hate more. Because everybody's got to be the fucking apex victim. And the great one hates women more. No, the great one hates Jews more. No, the great one hates Jewish women more. Why don't all of you calm the I hate all of you equally. Anti-Semitism, real and imagined. Tuesday's murder of three people in a kosher grocery store in Jersey City, New Jersey, now appears to have been an anti-Semitic attack. See, now it appears to have been an anti-Semitic attack. That's like believing things. It appears to be. Okay, well, you appear to be an idiot. With the mayor saying subjects targeted, the suspects targeted the market frequently. God damn it. Hold on, let me get a drink of water and we're going to attempt to read this one more time because maybe I'm going to be a little less retarded. Oh God, now I say use the word retarded. Now I hate retarded people. Let's focus. Let's fucking do this right. Tuesday's murder of three people in a kosher grocery store in Jersey City, New Jersey, now appears to have been an anti-Semitic attack, with the mayor saying the suspects targeted the market frequented by Hasidic Jews. With the mayor saying, well, the mayor said it, and we know politicians don't lie, the suspects targeted the market frequented by Hasidic Jews. It doesn't say they targeted the market because it was frequented by Hasidic Jews. It says they targeted the market frequented by Hasidic Jews. Okay, every market is frequented by somebody. So far, you have presented no evidence. See, this is, once again, we have no evidence here. The police shootout began when a bunch of Iranians with guns came over and tried to install some jacuzzis. The police shootout began, quote, with an attack on civilians in the store, unquote, according to the city's director of public safety. Hold on. The police shootout began with an attack on civilians in the store. So as I'm reading this sentence, this is telling me that the police had a shootout that began with attacking civilians in the store. So the police attacked civilians in the store and started a shootout. So this is the Wall Street Journal. This is journalism. This is a journalism degree in action. News reports. Once again, news reports say. Okay. News reports say. This is up there with they say. Okay. They believe. Okay, news reports say. Well, it must be true. Oh my God. fucking God, please stop. News reports say, as another way of saying, we have no evidence, but here's something we heard on Twitter. News reports say one of the alleged shooters, was he a shooter or not? Did he have a gun in his hand, pointing it at some other people and pulling the trigger? He did or he didn't. Okay, this is the kind of thing, if you got a bunch of shooters in a public place shooting people, how do you not know if they were the shooters? Did you see them shooting? If you didn't see them shooting, what were the police doing there other than having a shootout that began by attacking civilians in the store? What is the budget of the local police force? How many cameras are in the area? Do they have a SWAT team? Do they have drones? How in the fuck, once again, how in the fuck can the government know every fucking thing you do on the fucking internet? And know where you are at every moment of your life by tracking your fucking cell phone, but we can't figure out if this is actually the shooter or not. Isn't it fascinating how there are these giant gaps in the ability of the government, like, you know, finding people who are sending child pornography out, you know, or making sure that people who have been accused of massive child pornography rings and bringing rich people to their island to fuck small children. How the government can't stop those people from committing suicide. Isn't that fascinating? News reports say one of the alleged shooters may. They might, maybe, could have, possibly, maybe someone said that they heard someone else overhear someone say. Okay, news reports say one of the alleged shooters may have been a member of the conspiratorial Black Hebrew Israelites and had anti-Semitic social media post. If anti-Semitism is confirmed as the motive, I'm sure it will be. I think it already has, okay? Anti-Semitism is always the motive of anyone who criticizes Israel or Jews, right? That's this entire podcast. This is all motivated by anti-Semitism. I clearly am anti-Semite. I mean, it's just obvious. If anti-Semitism is confirmed as the motive, as we all know it will be, this would be the deadliest such attack in the U.S. since a white supremacist murdered 11 at a Pittsburgh synagogue last year. In our polarized times, I can't figure out why we're polarized. I'm baffled. Baffled. In our polarized times, charges of anti-Semitism are often used as a cudgel against political opponents, right or left. Yet anti-Semitism feeds on conspiracy thinking across the political spectrum and is often a warning of a wider social decay. It's a commentary on the lack of seriousness about anti-Semitism that on the night of the murders, politicians and the media were sounding the alarm over anti-Semitism where none existed. The New York Times reported that Donald Trump was signing an executive order that, quote, will effectively interpret Judaism as a race or nationality, unquote, in order to crack down on the Boycott Israel movement on college campuses. Judaism is a race and a nationality, according to the Jews. Jews. It's a religion and it's a race. Not like Islam, religion, not a race. Christianity, religion, not a race. White people, race, not a religion. Brown people, race, not a religion. Black people, race, not a religion. Judaism is the only, whatever we want to call it, category that is a race and a religion. How is this news, and why does the Trumpenfuhrer need to fucking sign a law on this? Thousands of tweets condemned the administration for supposedly denying Jews Americanness. The order was released Wednesday, and it does nothing of the sort. It merely affirms that discrimination against Jews in education could violate Title 10, the Civil Rights Act, blah, blah, blah. Yes, because God forbid we discriminate against Jews. We can only discriminate against white men. Overreaction to distorted media reports about the Trump administration isn't news, and we certainly do enough of that at the Wall Street Journal. It doesn't say that, but it should. But when it comes to anti-Semitism, it can obfuscate the nature of the problem. Oh my God. Anti-Semitism is confined to the fringes of American life, and we need to keep it there. Stopping the spread requires being clear-headed about the world's oldest hatred, not rushing to project it onto political enemies. I'm sorry, I thought the world's oldest hatred was the hatred of women. I thought women have certainly been oppressed longer than Jews have. What bullshit.